Hey, thanks for showing up. I'm Lisa Whittle, and welcome to the Jesus Over Everything Show, affectionately known as Joe, where this season it is all about truth-telling, finding the good, and showing up for our lives today, no matter what has happened, even yesterday. Happy December, friend. I hear so often these words. I feel like I have a book in me. Or, I know I'm supposed to share my story. Or even, I feel like God has called me to speak or start a podcast even. I dare say all of us in some way have felt a nudge at times to use our life and gifts more than we are right now, whatever and in whatever way. If you relate to any of that, I hope you'll listen to today's show because it is for you. If you're in, I'm in. So let's get into it. First, I want to say a huge thank you to my partner, Dwell. Friend, if you do not yet know about Dwell, I truly hope this is the year that you look into it and invest in it. In fact, I can't think of a more important Christmas gift for yourself or someone you love. Dwell is the incredible audio Bible app I listen to nearly every day that gets the Bible in my ears. Really important right now in our tough world, especially. Customized reading plans, customized voices, the translation of your preference. It's truly amazing. Pop over to lisawhittle.com/dwell and give it a try for 7 days or buy it as a gift for someone this year. We have a 20% off partner discount through the show. Thank you, Dwell. Second, I need to tell you that I'm going to be taking a good portion of December off from the podcast, mostly our Wednesday shows. In fact, this will be the only Wednesday show I do this month. So I'm especially glad you're here. We will be having some incredible Friday interview, Lisa and Friends shows, and a special show on December 17th, so don't miss those. We're going to be talking prayer, friendship, and on that December 17th show, I'm going to be telling you about what I believe pastors, ministry people need right now especially. Really important show I hope you'll come back for. So today I want to talk to you briefly about answering God's call to write a book or share your story in some way, using your gifts in the coming year, because January will start season 7, and it's going to be a great season that I don't want you to miss. But let me start by asking you this question. Have you ever had a moment where you felt sort of this intangible nudge that you were supposed to do something more with your life? Maybe you knew what that was, or maybe you didn't, but you sensed the Lord wanted to use you in a new way. The truth is, a lot of us do a couple of things when this happens to us. First of all, I think we try to talk ourselves out of thinking that it was the Lord by saying something to ourselves like, I think that was just me, or maybe that was just me. Because we look at the obstacles around us that feel like they're too big for us to overcome in order to do whatever we sense God is prompting us to do. Or number two, if we really know that it was the Lord, or we're pretty convinced it was the Lord, but we're afraid of it in some way, we at least try to buy some more time, not having to do whatever it is, by asking the Lord for a continual other sign. Lord, can you give me another sign that it was really you? Are you sure? Are you sure you want me to do that? And so we sort of buy more time with it because we're really, bottom line, afraid. So I want to encourage you today, if this is you, for whatever God is nudging you to do, make this the year you get on with it. We are not promised tomorrow. We don't know our appointed time left on this earth. I'm not trying to be morbid about it, but it's just true. And I think a lot of what's happened in the last couple of years for many of us have caused us to really see that in a new way. We don't have time to waste. People are hungry for truth, and God has given you gifts. And so to keep asking God for another sign that he wants to use your life is like asking a painter of a painting if they're sure they meant to paint that. Are you sure you meant to paint that? Or a writer of a book, if they're sure they meant to write that, even though they've put all the labor and the time and the effort into it. Or an architect, if they're sure they meant to design that. It really makes no sense. God is sure. He is sure about you, just as he was sure about you when he created you. He has not changed his mind. He's sure that when he created you and knew of your life, and yes, knew of all the highs and lows and everything in between, all that would happen to you because he's sovereign and he knows all, he knew that he would want to use you for a great purpose now, right now. That has not changed. You might have gotten more afraid. You might have gotten more insecure or more unsure. Life might have gotten to you. But he's not. He's not unsure. And remember, God is a great finisher. He's not just a starter, but he's a finisher. I love remembering that about God. He who has begun a great work in you will be faithful to complete it, Philippians 1:6. Don't get in the way of that work because you continue to be unsure God wants to use your life. He does. He does. And you don't need to continue to wonder or to question if he does. He does. He hasn't changed his mind. You know, one of the ways I see people struggle is in the area of something God has personally called me to, and that's writing and speaking. I'm around folks like that a lot, but also just in general conversation. People come up to me a lot in just different scenarios, different settings, everyday life, and they say, you know, I feel like I've got a book in me, or I feel like God wants me to write or speak. And I think there's this sort of mindset or misconception that they either have to be a natural extrovert to speak or teach or preach or share their story, or they want to write a book. They feel like they have a book in them to write, but they always have this sort of someday approach, right? Someday I'll do that. I'm too busy right now. I have too much going on. And I just want to say to them, Do you really feel like that you're ever going to have the time? You know, what are you waiting for? Really? A perfect circumstance? Because the truth is you're never going to have that. You'll never, ever have that. You're waiting on a feeling like you've got this? To this day, 8 books in, I don't feel that. I'm an introvert who never intended to stand on the stages that I do now. Trust me. I was the one as a little girl who, when our family would go out to dinner, I would actually crawl under the table so that people would not talk to me. I was that shy. I don't know that I'll ever be comfortable in what God has called me to do. Not truly comfortable. And if I had a dollar for everyone who told me they wanted to write a book, but someday, or but they felt unsure, I would be a wealthy woman. If that is God calling all of those people to write that have talked to me about it, then that is a lot of people who simply aren't answering his call for one reason or another. And I have to believe it's not because of him, but it's because of circumstances, because of fear, it's because of insecurity, whatever the case may be, that all of us struggle with in our flesh. And that's a lot of words that are going unwritten that could help a lot of people. Now, look, it's no secret that publishing can be a tough industry. It can. And as a believer, I feel really compelled to help people navigate that in a way that honors Christ and positions and prepares them in the best possible way to be able to get a book published or self-publish a book, whatever is the best path for them. That is a big reason as to why I started something called Call Creatives with my friend and fellow author and speaker, Allie Worthington. We help equip and train and lead and guide and coach. And honestly, it is such a joy of my life. And I don't know whether you have ever known the backstory as to why I even did that, why I even started that. It comes out of that deep desire to help folks navigate that in a way that brings joy rather than brings dread or brings burden. This community called Creatives is incredible. It is supportive. It is non-competitive, which is so crucial. And so many are people that kept saying year after year, I'm going to write that book one day. And now they are truly moving forward. We've seen book contracts come from our community. We've seen literary agent partnerships, mastermind groups developed that are now each other's close friends. It's amazing. Besides all of the training and all the amazing things that have happened, these are just other byproducts of this incredible community that we've created. Friendships and growth and joy and all of the wonderful things that have come from it. And here's the best part. We now have women moving forward where they were once stuck. It is beyond exciting to watch because right now, more than ever, we need messages of truth and Jesus in this world. Never have we needed it more. So if that is you, you have felt the nudge to write, speak, podcast, start the ministry online, I'm excited to tell you that we've opened the doors to Call Creatives and you can join us. It's too much to go over in this podcast to tell you all of the amazing things that we do over there. So I want you to head to callcreatives.com when I finish here. And you can go to the show notes. There's the link. You can see what all we do. But you've gotten the gist of it here. And here's what I need you to know. Just a few of the nuts and bolts. We offer 2 trainings a month. One interview with someone in an area of expertise that you wouldn't otherwise have access to. One live 90-minute coaching with Allie and me, which is the most fun. And also, we answer soup-to-nuts questions that literally everyone has. I wish I had access to this when I was starting out in writing, speaking, and starting my ministries that I have rolling. Free masterminds, those collectives groups with a small group that you can vet your ideas, that you can practice, all of that that I talked about, all of that is a part of your membership. A network to chat and ask questions with the big group that we have, a place to connect, and it's not on Facebook. All of this is only $29 a month. It truly is incredible. I would love for you to join us and make this the year that you move forward. That call to write, speak, podcast, start a ministry, truly, it's time. It is. For so many of us, it's past time. Get in on the $1 opening going on right now. This is a special thing we are doing for the holidays and with things being tight for all of us this month. I really think you'll love it, and we want you to give us a try for just a dollar. So jump in and do that. Do not wait. The link is in the show notes, or go to callcreatives.com right now and join us today. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Have you been through hard things and need to see good again? My new book, The Hard Good, helps you do just that. You can order it now on Amazon or wherever you get books. Go do that right now so you can be one of the first to get it. I wrote it just for you.